The Refugee Settlement Office that serves members of Delta's Slavic community is closing. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the influx of immigrants from Russia and other Eastern European nations that's boosted the area's population by nearly 40% over the past 20 years is slowing.
The old Slavic hymn reflects a mood that may have been a bit more melancholy than usual at the 6th annual observance of World Refugee Day at Delta City Park. Perhaps because the 50 or so immigrants who got together on June 21st knew that it may be the last time they commemorate an occasion that's important for Delta's Slavic-speaking community. Most members of that community came here as refugees, fleeing religious persecution in their home countries that formerly were either part of the old Soviet Union or nations dominated by the Soviets.
I am from Belarus, but I live in Kyrgyzstan last time. In Kyrgyzstan, life was very terrible. Right now, political situation more terrible because not Christian.
That's Anna Janssen, who was born and raised in Belarus and came to the United States in 2001 from Kurdistan. The 62-year-old Janssen says the Muslim-majority leadership of that Central Asian region made it hard for her to practice her Christian beliefs. Another refugee, Vera Gorban, says she remembers her Ukrainian family being evicted from their home when she was a child after authorities discovered they were Christians. Gorban told those at the Refugee Day gathering that she's grateful that the United States opened its doors to all the refugees.
Not just healthy, young, and rich people. This country invited all who were persecuted.
In all, some 2,000 refugees and immigrants came to the Delta area over the past 20 years and now constitute about 40% of the area's population. But the flood of immigrants to the area has now slowed to a trickle. That and the shrinking local population of elderly immigrants has convinced Catholic Social Services officials that it's time to close the Delta Refugee Assistance Office. Karen Ferguson, the agency's state refugee coordinator, says the last of the federal grants administered by her office is being diverted from Delta to support the program offered out of the Anchorage office, where the need is now greater.
We still are receiving plenty of newly arrived refugees in Anchorage. The only reason we used to receive them in Delta Junction was just because they were connected with families, but all the families have sort of closed their loops. Every family who was trying to get family members has basically gotten them or, you know, a dead end, or they decided not to come.
Gorban is the last of three staffers who once worked out of the Delta office, and she'll be laid off at the end of September. She says the Delta Refugee Office closure means this year's World Refugee Day observance may be the last because the office coordinated the local event over the past several years. The office closure will mean less assistance for local elderly refugees in finding health care and other benefits, but the local Slavic speaking community will still have the network of family, friends, and church that has taken root in the area over the past couple of decades, a network that's growing as the first generation of children moves on into their own homes and on to their own lives. The new generation includes 21-year-old Oksana Shostiko, who was born in the Ukraine and whose family came here 11 years ago to escape grinding poverty in the old country.
We had a big family, we didn't have any income, no money, nothing.
Shostiko says the local and extended immigrant support networks were the main reason that her family and many others have been able to make the long, hard trip to this place in Alaska that they now call home.
I just think that everybody who's here, and especially the older people like seniors, they see how it is right here, right now, and what opportunity they have and a blessing to live here.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.